today, a South Korean court sentenced former President Yoon Suk-yeol to life in prison for leading an insurrection. This verdict is an aftermath of one of South Korea's biggest political crises in decades. Hae Hyun Kang reports from Seoul.
피고인 윤석열을 무기징역에 처합니다.
Inside a tense courtroom, a judge announced the long-awaited verdict, a life sentence. Over a year ago, Yoon declared martial law, South Korea's first in 45 years. This massive scandal would oust Yoon from power and indict over 120 people in investigations by special prosecutors. Outside the courthouse, Kim Eun-jin, an anti-Yoon protester, yelled to the crowd, quote, "This means victory for the great sovereign people of Korea." Also outside, thousands of Yoon supporters had gathered. They argue that the ruling is a politicized farce. They say the martial law was justified. But they are the minority. Polls show most South Koreans oppose Yoon's martial law declaration in December 2024. On the night of martial law, armed military were blockading and breaking into the National Assembly. They also raided election headquarters, with Yoon alleging election fraud. The shocking event ended in just 6 hours by a parliamentary vote, and within 11 days, Yoon was impeached. He was then formally removed from office in April 2025. Kim Hae-won, a law professor at Busan National University, says Yoon's martial law declaration shook the foundation of Korean democracy.
This was a president using martial law to round up the military, to attack the National Assembly, which exists to protect the people. He was elected by the people, now aiming guns at the people.
Yoon has 1 week to appeal. He faces 6 more criminal trials on separate charges. He still maintains that the martial law was a warning against his opposition, whom he claims were, quote, anti-state, North Korean sympathizers. Yoon has a long legal battle ahead. And for his country, today's verdict is only the beginning. Here is Kim Hae-won again.
Our task is to recover the norms of constitutional order as a nation that actually practices the values of our constitution.
Kim says this is a moment for South Koreans to reflect collectively. The martial law crisis goes far beyond Yoon, involving former cabinet ministers, military commanders, and intelligence chiefs. And the systems that enabled Yoon in the first place still exist. For NPR News, I'm Hae-ryung Kang from Seoul.